What is going down, everyone? It's time for the hype, episode number 211 coming at you. We've got a lot of great things to talk about today, including the top five value sports card boxes coming up later. So find out what deals are out there to be had. So we're going to provide that info with you. We're going to talk NBA top 75. They just named the 75th anniversary team, like who should have been on the list, maybe who was generously on the list. We're going to talk Lonzo Ball, which I know is Dan's favorite player to talk about. Is it time to sell Lonzo's cards? So that's coming up as well. And then I think we're going to kick it off with some just high auctions from Golden. It seems like it's a weekly segment. We should probably be sponsored by Golden Auctions, but these auctions have been going crazy. So there's some big record-breaking sales that we'll dissect and talk about. And always, mojobreak.com is the website for your breaking needs. And mojobreakshop.com, pre-orders. If you want to get the brand new Absolute, if you want to get the brand new Recon, that's available on mojobreakshop.com. Fellas, what's going on? How's it feel to be a football team, have a football team that wins? Because I don't know what it's like.
Number one AFC West, and it feels amazing.
Like how I did the point, because sometimes like we're not sure who's jumping in.
Yeah.
So this time I was real subtle about it.
Very professional.
Real subtle about it.
It's a technique.
Your turn.
Secret to the pros.
But yeah, you know, feels good. Actually, I think the great Jimmy Garoppolo would say, "Feels good, baby."
Yeah. Well, my football season's over, so I'm a Warrior fan now.
One game out of the playoffs.
It's tough out there, man. Tough.
Well, you are in the best division in football.
But you can buy Jimmy Garoppolo cards for cheap. If you need some, hit me up. Got them for you. I'm ready to sell.
Fire sale. Man, what happened?
It's just a pretty face can't always translate to a Super Bowl champion. That's all.
Wow.
If he looked like Sean Mannion, he probably would have been cut a long time.
I don't know why we bring up Sean Mannion. The Niners might be 500 with Sean Mannion.
They probably would be. I'm not denying that. They'd probably be over 500 because he can throw the ball far.
Well,
Jimmy can't throw the ball far. He can throw the ball short. So that's what we're doing there.
So what's up with Trey? I mean, we're talking football. I see a Trey Lance absolute card there. When are we going to see Trey Lance?
Hopefully sooner than later. Sooner than later.
Is that the hot take?
Well, I mean, Kyle came out this week and he says it's Garoppolo against the Bears this weekend. So we're not going to see him this week.
Who's the other guy? There has to be another quarterback.
Nate Sudfeld.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Nate Sudfeld.
Yes. Yes.
What happened to Behard?
I don't know. Oh, he's gone. And then so's the other guy. Mullins.
Oh,
Mullins
yeah,
is gone.
Mullins. The
chosen one is gone.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
Niners are down bad.
Should have kept the chosen one.
Niners are down bad.
Yeah, we need a little Bethard in our life. Maybe. But speaking of football, there is a screenshot here of Absolute, 2021 Absolute. Came out today. We've got Kabooms. It almost makes the great value box listing, but it's too new. But you got five hits. You got a lot of variety between vets, legends, and, of course, the great rookie class with the quarterbacks. C-Rad, what are you most excited about ripping Absolute football today?
I think Absolute, and I say it every year, it always has really interesting memorabilia cards, like jumbo, like you finally in most products they'll put like a part of the football relic where you get like a part of the pigskin.
You just get the big ol'.
You get the big ol' NFL shield ones.
The big ol'?
The
big ol'?
Yep. And and of course, I mean, who doesn't look forward to the Kabooms either, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, what are you most excited about seeing in Absolute?
Absolute, you know, like I remember, obviously, am I too loud? You look frazzled over there. Every time I talk, Doug's just like sliding back and forth between the mixer and the camera. But, I'll talk a little softer.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
No, you're good.
All right.
I just, I'm learning the job. Cody's missed. I'm learning on the fly to be a producer and a host at the same time.
But you're Cody's dad. You taught him everything he knows.
Shh. Obviously, I didn't learn from my own teaching.
We go. Absolute memorabilia. Amazing memorabilia.
Like, yeah, lives up to the name.
It does. You get the tons of shields, different parts of shields, a lot of glove shields, all that good stuff. Solid rookie class, going to be a good product, a staple product. I would put it in the top 10 releases of that category. Yeah. I don't know if I'd put it in the top 5, but it's definitely in the top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
Maybe 8, 9, hovering around there. Consistent, good RPAs, the Kabooms. Big Chase.
Yeah, it doesn't get more sought after than
I
that.
I have a feeling that the Kabooms, they may have made a larger checklist because I've seen some already on Twitter and not.
They're supposed to be what I read.
Not
and
typically the like Aaron Donald has a Kaboom, which isn't typical that you would usually see
right
in that subset. Usually it's like maybe 20 players. You have like top tier quarterbacks like the Patrick
no
Mahomes,
defense
Aaron Rodgers. Not usually any defensive players. I think there might have been no. Even Pat Tillman had a downtown, but he didn't have
a.
He didn't have a Kaboom. And then you have the top rookies that have Kabooms as well. As far as unless they changed it, but
I thought I read that there was one Kaboom per case. The first case we did not have one, but it did have one of those explosive inserts, which I guess is new. Okay. So we'll have to see. I'm sure you'll get one later on today and see which one it is. Maybe it'll be one of those big quarterbacks. Is Mac Jones in the lead right now?
Mac Jones, yeah. If you go back,
for rookie quarterbacks.
Go back a couple episodes. I was talking about Mac Jones, saying that he is the guy that you're going to want to collect this year.
Yeah.
I don't always say I'm right, but it looks like I'm right again. So.
Dennis Smith Jr. coming up later.
Man, we've talked a lot about DSJ today.
I got to keep reminding people of your losses.
Yeah, I get 1 out of 10 wrong. And when you're running at a 90% clip, how do I do it?
I mean, you were right on Sean Mannion as well.
Mac Jones is a good choice.
Yeah, I mean, right now it seems like that's the guy you'd want to pull out of Absolute.
Zach Wilson's hurt a little bit. Looks like he'll be out 2 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
So Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco.
Coming back to the Jets?
Back on the Jets. Wacko for Flacco, and I hate Joe Flacco. So
Trey Lance, I mean, we'll see.
He'll start again this year.
May have some injury issues. It may be downplaying the injury.
Sprain, we'll see.
Knee, right?
Yeah.
Nah, don't need those.
I think the coach is hurt.
Not as a a mobile quarterback.
Well, let's talk about some high auctions, some record-breaking auctions. So there was a 52 Topps Mantle, which is the Holy Grail baseball card, which graded a near mint 8.
Only an 8.
That sold for $2 million this month over at Golden. I think somebody did a report, and I think in 2010, the same card went for 50 grand.
Yep. I saw that too. 50 grand in 2001, 2002.
I
think it was 01 or 02. I think in 2010 it was like I think it was like 500,000.
Yeah.
2001, 50,000 for 2001 was a massive amount of money for a card.
Yeah. But you could have turned that 50 grand into over 2 million.
Yeah. That's a nice 20-year investment.
Wish I had that kind of money back then.
You couldn't even do that. You can't even do that in real estate. Not even close.
No.
You could have bought a house maybe in our area for 150, 200,000. It might have appreciated $1 million,
mm-hmm.
but not 2 million.
Yeah.
Crazy.
People say it's a kid's game. Obviously, when you see prices like this, it's not. But the gains are more than the stock market. We're going to have another slide here coming up where you've seen a massive gain.
I personally think that card's a 6. I mean, just from my eye, left to right, looks a little off-centered. I wouldn't quite give it an 8, but congrats anyway.
A little fuzzy on the corners. So you're saying you wouldn't want that in your
collection? Huh?
You wouldn't want that in your collection?
I feel 2 weeks in a row I had to do it. I had to throw it in there.
I think you're hired at PSA, dude. I think you're looking for graders. Still backlogged over there. So that's a new PSA slab. I don't know when it was graded, but what's the upcharge on that?
Oh,
because if they charge $2,000,
honestly, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's a good answer.
$100,000.
That's what I was gonna say too.
$150,000.
That's crazy though. If you're
like, is that just you're just like hit up my credit card on that?
And then where do like again like I asked this before but like where does PSA come up with a number for a card like this? Because it's like if you're getting it graded, you're not selling, it's not sold yet. How does PSA come to you and like, you know what, we think it's worth this, so we're gonna charge you $100,000?
I can guarantee you they probably didn't say this card's worth $2 million.
Right. Because you can't. Because like, where are you?
They pulling, may be. They may. They may be on the horn now, saying, "Hey, by the way, if you could throw us another 100,000, that'd be great. Because we undervalued this card."
Well, my whole thing here too is, you know, obviously they're not doing bad now. It's not slow for them. I mean, they have to kick people out the door basically. Mm-hmm. But let's just say, for example, you know, we hope this doesn't happen. But let's just say, 5 years, 10 years down the line, the market slows, and they're like, okay, let's start grading some more of these.
The big D?
The big dip. The dip happens, and Prism cards aren't selling for us. The big D. Like me some big D.
Oh, dude, you didn't have to go. You didn't have to.
Looking forward to it.
No, you didn't have to. Dude, I wasn't going there.
Well, I'm looking forward to it from a sports card market.
I said
now
that we don't use the dip word, so I was like.
I dip, you dip, we dip.
I just was like, the big D, because it's going to be a big dip.
Can we just say dip and not D?
Yeah, there could be a lot of things taken out of proportion for that.
I don't see it.
See the comments now. Somebody's also probably going to snippet that recording of me as well.
Put it on TikTok.
Why did
dude
you say that?
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah,
that?
Buddy.
There you go, man. You're going to be TikTok famous.
TikTok famous.
Again, I'm pretty sure people are going to scroll past your video.
Pretty much. We'll see. I do have a TikTok video. It had 400 or 500 views right away.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I just put up yesterday.
Oh, the one with the card one?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I thought that was good, but don't you have the dance?
No.
I think TikTok's about
no,
dance. It's about synchronized dancing.
No, you know what the key to views?
You don't want to know what we should do? We should all get together out there and do a synchronized dance.
No, see, what you got to do is you got to let them have a cliffhanger. You're like, watch the next video and I dance. That's what I did.
Did you say,
no,
watch the next video, I'm going
to
dance?
I didn't. But it's left to the imagination.
If we want to get views, we better start dancing.
No one wants to see you dance.
Absolutely not.
What move are you going to first? Line
dice
dancing?
Dice roll, dude.
It's the only move you got.
That's all he is.
That's all I got.
What would be your go-to? The sprinkler?
Nah, I would do I would definitely do the seawalk.
Actually, maybe like the lean back. That's one that I can handle.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah. The lean back. Mm-hmm.
Lean back is one that it's in my wheelhouse.
Not YMCA. I picked you more as a village people type of
no,
dance.
I mean, I would. You think that would get views?
It could be. I mean, it hasn't been. I bet you there's nobody on TikTok that's on the YMCA dance. No, I take that back. I'm sure there is. But
I just want to get views, man.
No, but what I was alluding to with PSA.
What I got
to
do.
Before we got in a D tangent. What I was alluding to with PSA is, like, say the month is slow. Say they're in a slow period of time, and they're like, let's just start giving up higher grades so we can upcharge. I think with the upcharge, I'm not saying they're doing that, but, like, it's very easy to like, our quarterly sales, we have to show our investors. If you get a couple of Jordans that are nines, throw them to tens, because then we're going to charge a customer a couple extra thousand. That's where I think the lines get blurred of transparency, right?
Yeah, but that definitely hasn't been the case, though. It's been quite
because
opposite
of this, what we're in now. I'm just saying, imagine when it's slow.
So indirectly, like, they're kind of hooking you up with those, like, lower grades.
Maybe.
They're like, hey, like, we're going to give you a 7 because we don't want to hit you with an upcharge.
Now, does the customer have any recourse of,
looking
like,
out for us?
Say you send in a LaMelo ball, right, like we did, and its perceived value on PSA is 60,000. And what if LaMelo Ball comes out and says, you know what, I'm going to go with Dancing with the Stars, I'm done with basketball, and your card sells for $10,000. Can you go to PSA and say, look, hey, you charged me for a $60,000 card, but I actually sold it for $10,000 because LaMelo Ball
is amazing. But at that moment in time, it was $60,000.
But how is that, like, logistically? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not bashing on PSA.
You know,
I'm wearing a PSA shirt, by the way.
If you don't like it, don't use the service.
I'm going to say, hypothetically, if things get slow, wouldn't any businessman try to pump out some extra money by doing the upcharges?
Makes sense.
Wouldn't and I mean, I don't know who benefits from that. I don't know if the grader benefits from that.
The company benefits. Because, like we've talked about before, they're getting a percentage of the sale before you actually sell the card.
Right.
They're like, this card's worth $30,000, so we're gonna get 1% back,
right,
when you sell it, even though you're not gonna sell it. It's like they're almost. They're taking a rake on top of providing the service.
Right.
Man, hell of a business. business idea.
I just say right now times are good and they don't have to worry about making upcharge money. But if it ever goes down to where they're...
How long has this upcharge been going on? Like 3 years, 4 years?
Who knows? Because I...
Maybe it's been going on for a decade, but like nobody ever... The cards weren't going up at a tremendous peak.
They never had to do it.
So it never... It was like your upcharge is $12. So you never really are like, wow. But like now you're getting like your upcharge $1,500. Like because... How many times 5, 6, 7 years ago you would send in a card to PSA and the perceived value of the card was six figures?
Right.
Never. Yeah, I mean, you would be like, the perceived value is like $600.
Yep.
So you'd probably be getting a surcharge of like $18 and you wouldn't even think about it.
Well, here's an example of this card here. Actually, the grade doesn't matter because it's a 7. So this was a highest Juan Soto record of all time, which also was this month. 2016 Bowman Chrome, first Bowman Juan Soto Red Refractor, number to 5. So, you know, the second best card besides the Superfractor, sold for $273,000. But it's a 7, so obviously that doesn't even matter. Did they try? How would they? I wonder what the upcharge would have been on something like that. How would they have known what the 7 would have sold for?
Yeah,
that's crazy because there's 4 more of that exact card, right?
Right.
And then there's probably 5 of the red waves.
I'm trying to remember if they did it in 16, if they had the waves or not. Could have.
Just hypothetically speaking, they probably maybe had the red waves.
Yeah. Is that $273,000 for...
It's over a quarter milli.
For a World Series champion. Is that the right price or is that too expensive? What do you guys think? And comment in the chat too, below in the comment field here. If that is too high for a Juan Soto card.
It's too high for me.
Yeah.
I'm not educated enough with like baseball collecting dynamics to know.
I mean, you got to be saying that like he is going to go down as a top 10 player. Like that price tag.
Yeah.
Has to be a top 10 player of all time.
Right. He's got to be behind Trout at this point, right?
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around that a red first Bowman of a kid that I get it. He did win one.
And it's a 7. So let's say I rip a box and I'm lucky enough to get a red and it gems. It's a 10. $1 million card. How much did that 7 ding the final value of that card?
See, to me,
we can actually talk about that as far, like the LeBron James gold that we pulled.
I think that's a little bit different. I think with Bowman, to me, I wouldn't care what the grade was if I was that.
You wouldn't. You're
not in Bowman.
You'd be like that 7.
I don't care.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. No, I just would be like to have the card.
Crack it out.
But
what there's only 5 of them.
Crack it out. Resubmit it. What do you do?
I guess that's true. But wouldn't like. Going off the previous card, right? So this first Bowman autograph, red. Granted, the mantles are not numbered, so it's not like it's not apples to apples. But this is like his best prospect card. 50 years from now, if he becomes like legendary, just hypothetically speaking, like Mickey Mantle, the 7, like you don't think that 7, 8, 9, 10 will play a difference at all in this card?
Only because there's only 4 other ones.
The Mickey Mantle is a tricky one though, because you look at Mickey Mantle. And it's an iconic card because, if I'm not mistaken, Topps
dumped some in the ocean.
They just dumped everything that was left into the ocean, so there wasn't that much of that 52.
I heard it doesn't even get. It's not like if you go every single year and look at the pop report, like there's one grades every like 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, so it's
kind of rare in the same instance.
But Mickey Mantle, top 50 player of all time.
Top 10.
I wouldn't say top 10. I think there's maybe top 25.
Well, this
25.
Is where the lines blurred because he maybe not in baseball, but in baseball cards.
Iconic, yes.
Number one.
Yeah, from the card, but the card is because it has a story attached to it.
So that's why I'm comparing it because the rarity.
It was literally the first Grail card of all time, even between all the sports.
Because it has a lineage and a story behind it.
Well, and he was like the guy. If you were a baseball fan back in those days, I mean, that was the guy, Mickey Mantle. Everybody wanted to meet Mickey Mantle. Everyone wanted to go see a Yankees game.
I get that, but I look at like Mickey Mantle's career and great. I mean, Yankee won tons of championships, one of the all-time great players. But in the grand scheme of like the history of baseball, He's definitely not a top 10 player of all time.
That's debatable. Anybody for that comment or against that comment, I want to know in the comment field, guys. So whoever's for or against that comment.
Come at me.
Yeah, come at him.
Come at me.
We love the comments. We appreciate you guys. We're going to name our winner
for this week soon. Maybe a top 25.
All right, and then we got this bad boy, which is crazy. I know we were offered a box, and we'll discuss why a box isn't a great buy. But it was a Upper Deck Exquisite 0304 sealed case. So it's a three-box sealed case. Sold for $996,000, just under $1 million, for a case of cards that was made 17 years ago, which may or may not have a Jordan or LeBron in it. May or may not.
Should have.
One or the other.
No,
Jordan or LeBron.
I've heard that there's cases that have just Wade as well. I think Wade was huge coming out then too.
So Jordan, LeBron, or Wade.
Probably rare though, because a lot.
How about Melo, right?
Huh?
Melo has to be.
Melo, I want to say, and I obviously didn't rip any of this.
So maybe if you get a case with Melo, you get a case of Melo and Wade. Yeah, I was going
to
say, you probably get Melo and Wade. And in another case, you would get just Jordan. Another case, you'd probably get just LeBron.
And I do believe they do have some Kobe. They have some Kobe autos, too.
I mean, if this came straight from the architect, then yeah, it's probably true.
I don't remember if he had said that, but he said something along those lines. You definitely would never have a case that had a LeBron and a Jordan. That's
impossible.
A fact. That is a fact, because he made sure he spread that out and had value as much throughout all the high-end releases. You got to remember, this stuff came out at $300 a box. This was $300. So somebody potentially could have bought this case for $1,200 in 03-04. And it is baseball card exchange wrap, which does add some security levels to it.
Yeah.
Because I think on the inside, once you get into the box, there's no seals or anything like that. So to have it BBCE authenticated, does ensure its value, but I mean, you would have to hit, right, a LeBron James RPA or bust.
I would take that as a long term investment over the Soto.
Well, it's $600,000 more.
It is, but I don't know if you can really lose with buying that.
But you
not to rip it.
Yeah, you can never rip it, right?
Yeah, don't get crazy, have a couple sodas, and be like, I'm going to go ahead and rip a box and see what happens. No, this is one that you basically put in the vault. It never sees the light of day. I think in 10, 15 years, you can get another $500,000 out of that.
Do you guys think that what year in the last 5 years, and I guess we could say that National Treasures would be the closest thing to exquisite, right? Because you can't really say flawless.
NT.
So what year of NT could possibly reach this status 17
9,
years
10.
From? 9-10 with Steph?
Yeah.
9-10. And then followed by 9-10. I personally would say probably
Steph and Harden.
I would say
Blake. and Harden,
right?
Yeah.
And then think about, like, Kobe was all up in that, right? So I think 9-10 NT is not at that price point, but I think it could be.
Potentially could be. And then after that, at second place, I would say the Luka year, the 18-19 year.
That's what I was going to say, too.
That would be my number two. I don't know what number three would be. It's still jury's out on a lot of these young guys. You know, I'd be inclined to probably, for third place, I'd probably pick 12-13.
That one's tough.
12-13.
It was a double year.
Double year, RPA's room to 199.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a lot more room for crap guys.
It's, I mean, you probably have
a lot of room for crap, but you do have a lot of room for good guys, too.
Yeah, you're probably looking at least 50 subjects in the RPA.
Yes.
And the thing they did a lot that year.
And that was only a three-box case.
Yeah, the thing they did a lot that year, too, that scares me about that product, was that they were combining the two draft class with the dual autos.
I hate those,
dude.
Oh,
my goodness.
They're whack. I honestly don't even like the RPA design.
Dude, I remember opening that.
Yeah.
At the National.
In our hotel room. Yep.
And we were like, these, and I think we pulled like.
You probably pulled some big
We pulled a dual auto. It was like Anthony Davis and then somebody who.
From the previous draft class?
Nobody. Like probably not even in the league.
I think there was Tristan Thompson and Kyrie. I think there was like Austin Rivers and somebody.
I think it might have been Austin Rivers and
AD.
And AD. Yeah. Yeah. There definitely wasn't any Clay and Dre. It was Clay and somebody
else. That would have been amazing. I would love that card.
I know. But you did have Clay
and
Dre.
But they were from the same draft year. That's why. Because they got to pick one guy from 11 and one guy from 12.
Yeah, 11, one from 11, one from 12. So, yeah, I that's actually not my favorite RPA design. I prefer vertical when it comes to my my RPA design. But the Steph year is horizontal as well. But I kind of like that.
Ooh,
that
iconic design.
It's just an
is.
Iconic design. So.
But yeah, that would be my top three. 09, 010, like Dan. 18,
19. Yeah, 9, 10 NT is probably a quarter million.
I actually am going to see how much they go for.
I'm going to say it's a quarter million.
After we end this show, I want to look.
It has to be at least over 100,000, right?
For a sealed case.
For a sealed case.
Yeah. Probably a quarter million.
You think it's a quarter million?
Let's see if there's one out there.
Dude, this is going to break people's hearts, but I think not any less than 3 years ago, Chad did a case break of 09-010, and I think the spot price is only might have been like $200 to $300
which was high at the time.
And then somebody hit a Steph Curry, not the true RPA, but somebody hit a Steph Curry jersey number auto 30 out of 99 from that case. And I remember watching it, and I was like, "Damn, that's tough."
Well, your 18, the DA Cardworld has it 18-19. Ooh, they have an 18-19 NT case that's sealed by BBCE. We may want to consider that. But it's 80,000 for the Luka year NT case.
Creeping up there.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
Do we just show up?
I think we just show up. I don't see any. I mean, I don't think anybody would sell it on eBay at this point. It would probably have to go through Golden. But if there is any 9-10 cases out there, I doubt there's many. Not finding it on the interwebs. Crazy.
Oh, man.
We want to talk. You talk about your boy who you think his cards are declining. There was a recent sale. Now, you want to talk about growth. So another Golden. Golden's just on top of the world right now. Patrick Mahomes, the not-so-super fractor, 9-5 Prism, gold vinyl, number to 5, 9-5. In 2018, same card sold for $511.
Yeah.
Last week, the card sold for $399,000. That was a 78,000% increase over a 3.5-year period.
Now we're having fun. What a time.
You can't. There's no stock. There's no house. There's nothing in the world that would achieve that kind of success.
I remember, I mean, we've talked about it a million times, but 17 contenders, we're doing breaks for like $30.
Prism, too.
And Prism. Yeah. Contenders and Prism, like we remember how many cases of 17 Prism we had on Zanker.
Yeah,
there was so many that they were actually stacked behind the front counter.
Yep, trying to give it away.
But
that's why this stuff is worth so much.
Chasing Trubisky, man.
And they didn't make that much at the time, and nobody could foresee how much it was worth. One thought I had too, you know, because we're going to do this video of how many cards we've pulled to equal $1 million, which
those cases we could multi-million dollars.
I honestly think if we ripped everything for a 10-year period and we didn't do breaks and we kept all the cards, we actually probably would make more money on the single cards than we took in doing breaks.
Yes,
absolutely.
And if you told us that 10 years ago, it would just be the dumbest thing ever. That's one thing.
The other thing is if we just would have held everything.
Yes.
We would have been like, we just hold
not our
everything.
Business model.
Not our business model, but
Mojo hold.
I mean, you bought a 17 Prism box at the National.
Yep.
How much was that?
$10,000.
That was $10,000. Yes. One box.
Yes.
I think that was how much 20 cases we got for
20
something.
So 20? You mean 30?
30 cases.
30 case. Like we had, like we could build a fort. With the amount of Prism cases that we had.
Well, I mean, go 13, 14, go 12, 13.
No,
I mean,
but 2017.
It's not that long ago.
Was not that long ago.
No.
It was not that long ago.
Well, even, I mean, I just threw you the number of 18, 19 NT. It's selling at 80,000. We had to have had 30, 40 cases of 18, 19 NT easily. I mean, maybe not at the right away, but.
Dude, that's $120,000 a case.
For Prism. Yeah.
For Prism. Yeah. It's $120,000 a case.
Yeah.
$29 spots, dude. $29 spots. We were just six box breaks, $29. I mean, smartest dudes in the room right here.
But you know what? If everybody held it, we have to get the cards in the market to have these kind of results, right? So the breaker,
somebody got
the breaker supply chain is all part of the ecosystem of the hobby. Because if everybody bought cases and never opened them, there would never be any record-setting singles. So
yeah,
it has to, and the record-setting singles causes the boxes to go up as well.
I get it, but
I know it's very
depressing.
Crazy.
Might have had like 50 cases. I don't even know.
Yeah,
they were coming in on pallets, man. That was the good old days where like you would get your allocation and you'd be like, I will take 20 cases of National Treasures, and then distributor come back and be like, you got 20 cases, and then instantly you're like, oh crap, how much of this did they make? Oh man, we're gonna lose so much money. Like, you would be so bummed that you got your full allocation.
Yes. 100%.
And that's 1,000% true for those that are newer in the hobby, like, and not understanding how allocations and stuff work. Like, if you got exactly what you asked for back in the days, you were kind of worried.
It was a gut punch.
Yeah.
It was an oh crap moment every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would just be like, all right, let's run through it. Like 2017 Prism. When we got it, we got to get through it.
I did full case breaks, bro. And I enjoy ripping Prism football so much. Like, it was never like anything for like that I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed every single minute of opening up those 12 box full case breaks.
And that's back.
But we weren't making money on those.
And that's
when,
dude, base cards were base cards.
Yeah,
base cards were not worth anything.
Yeah,
remember how much a dime bag cost back?
No,
then?
I mean, when we were ripping Prism, we were looking for one thing. You weren't even looking for parallels. Golds,
really.
You would get excited.
Yeah,
but you were looking for those rookie autos.
Yep.
Yeah. You were not. We weren't like Patrick Mahomes number to 199. Boom.
I know.
I was excited for the reason I love Prism football specifically more than I even like Prism basketball, and I'm more a basketball guy, was because there was so many more interesting Prisms and parallels in football, I felt like, than basketball. So every single year Prism, like starting from 2014, I always preferred football more than basketball, because, and so I was one of those collectors that was like, I actually do like these parallels, but maybe the community at large didn't enjoy them as much at the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I feel like the Pandy caused that to change. Remember when Mosaic popped into play, and then it was like, well, actually it was basketball first, and then it was like, then football followed suit, and then all of it changed. Like 2018, that sold for $511. That's why. That was a number to five card at that time, sold for $511. I don't think
$500.
Jacob Eason sells for $500 gold vinyl. I think one of the worst rookies doesn't even sell for $500 out the pack now.
Yeah.
And that was months after the release, it sold for $500.
Yep.
Number to five, because it was like, oh, it's not an auto.
It was such a slow transition for in the last decade too, because parallel cards, even in basketball, weren't really a thing until the summer of, was like 15 or 16, when the silver prisms from 15-16 blew up. And then that was one thing that kind of, and then it escalated year by year slowly, where people were like, we actually started liking these base cards more than the actual hits.
Exactly. Yeah.
But before that, it was like, if a product didn't have a lot of hits, like, people weren't into it.
I know.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that specific card, but if you found the autograph version of that gold vinyl, number to five, would the non-auto outsell the auto?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Because I can tell you right now, like back then, the auto probably would have sold for like $1,500.
Yeah.
Not $500.
Back then, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Well, I want to get your reaction here on the Panini. Panini! WWE license. I guess
Ric Flair woo, but
I guess the first release is going to be WWE Prism in April of next year. It's going to be timed right with WrestleMania.
Perfect.
So there's going to be mania for these cards. Topps has had the license since 2005. It was up this year. Obviously, they didn't want to make a play on it. Panini has it now. C-Rat, you're the resident WWE guy out of all three of us. What's your thoughts?
I'm excited because even Topps, even though they've been producing, you know, wrestling cards, WWE cards specifically, for a long time, and they were good, they take breaks from like producing certain lines every now and then. But like Panini, you know, they're gonna start going hard with the brand. So I'm excited to see what they come up with. I'm excited for wrestlers that I love and collect to see them with Panini designs. So me specifically as a collector, I'm excited. And I, you know, it makes sense. probably right. We all understand like what's going on with Tops. It makes sense why they probably would just like let this one go and not really.
Can we? Are we going to see maybe National Treasures WWE? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Chronicles is probably a must. Select's probably a must.
Well, the market has already been tested with high-end WWE.
Transcendent.
So yeah. I expect that we're going to see the full category, the full gauntlet. Yeah.
Prism should be the first release, right? You would imagine so.
Yeah. Now, how? Just a question for us. How do we break it?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Do we do
you can't do a weight class. There's no weight class. Really,
I mean, there actually is because
yeah, heavyweight, light heavyweight.
They win titles.
Intercontinental
right?
Championship.
Never mind.
You can't do it.
No. So I think we do similar to how we do
letters
champions.
Yeah.
Random letters.
We do random letters.
You're right on with that one. Yeah. That's probably the only way to break it.
But yeah, I think it's Prism. I mean, you could make Prism anything and it's gonna go to the moon.
It's crazy because I remember we keep going the way back, showing our age here, but we go back to 2012 when Prism Basketball came out, and because it didn't have many autos and relics, people didn't want it, and there was still people saying, you know what, it's not chrome. I love my Kobe's, I love my LeBron 03-04. Prism's just it's a cheap version, I don't want it, sucks. Now it's quite the opposite. It's like, chrome? No, I want Prism. You know, it's just how times have changed.
I remember when, because I would say Optic came out maybe 2 to 3 years after Prism. And I remember thinking, like, Optic is like, for the person who likes chrome, Optic is going to, I actually thought Optic was going to leapfrog Prism. And Optic was going to be the rookie card that everybody wanted.
I could see that.
But
Select became number two, it seems like.
Yeah, Optic.
Even though that's kind of fading with all the retail releases of
it.
But.
And I want to add one pro tip, and because I've seen it happen with UFC. So, you know, the Topps WWE wrestling stuff, they're not that expensive. But as soon as Panini takes over, I feel like the same thing's going to happen. Like, the UFC chrome cards now are, like, through the roof.
Yeah, here's a good tip. Little buying tip, right? Buy every Topps WWE product you can find.
Big name, or just buy some rookie cards.
Buy some rookies or just buy. But I always think one of the better investments is buying sealed wax and not opening it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, everybody seems to be talking about this, so I felt like we have to talk about it. We're going to be about the 150th person you're going to talk about this. But recently over the weekend, Mr. Tom Brady, the GOAT, threw a 600 touchdown ball and to Mike Evans, and Mike Evans obviously gave it to a fan. And there was some back and forth, and the offer seemed to grow because the Bitcoin was thrown in there after from Tom Brady.
I doubt that came from Tom Brady, man.
So, yeah, no, he said he gave him a Bitcoin.
Oh.
He flat out said it. So, but it was 600th ball. He gets, it, you know, some people are speculating that it's a $500,000 ball. And if you go on, like, Twitter and you read and you have just your casual sports fans, they're, like, laughing that it's a $500,000 ball. They're like, it's $20,000 to $40,000 maybe. Right, and I'm like, no.
They don't understand.
600 touchdown will never ever happen again in the history of the NFL. It won't happen.
It's special.
It is very special. So he got two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady. My question is, are those game used jerseys? Because that changed the whole proposition, right? I'm assuming it's not.
It's probably
just
not
regular, probably licensed at least Nike jerseys.
I don't think he got them from
Brian Gray.
No, they probably did a call down to the Buccaneers store in the stadium.
Yeah,
and got some Tom Brady jerseys, and had him sign those.
And a helmet from Brady, but it doesn't say that it's signed. So is that a game used helmet then? I'm assuming. Because you can't get a helmet at the store. So that's got to be a game. Well, I don't know if he gave him the 600. He's just going to pull a – how do we know that it's a Brady helmet?
I am pretty sure it is a – what you would get from Fanatics. Yeah, they have
it. But it doesn't say that it's signed. It says a helmet from Brady.
I guess I see how you're reading it like that. But I'm reading it as that he's going to get two signed jerseys and a signed helmet.
Okay. Yeah. So let's just say he's got about, I don't know.
I don't think you're, you know what, 100% not game used. Because, dude, it has all the, like, the signal calling stuff
true.
In there.
That's
like,
true.
they're not going to give that.
So,
they're not going to give that away.
Let's just say that's about, let's just say be generous and say all those items are $3,000 each. So that's $9,000. You got a signed Mike Evans jersey, right, which is probably $500, $600 if you were to sell it. So that now we're about 10. Game cleats might be worth it. So that means that's game used from Mike Evans.
Maybe.
Now, I wonder if that was the Mike Evans 600 touchdown game cleats. You got to think that was the cleats he was wearing then, right? So let's just say that's like 10,000. So now we're up to about 20 grand. $1,000 to the Bucks team store. That's about 21 grand.
No, it is 21. You get, it's exactly $1,000.
Right, 21. And then two season tickets for the 21 and 22 season. Don't know where the tickets are, but you got to think that's at least.
That guy had great seats, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah. He had really good seats. So let's just say that's, I don't know, maybe five grand each, so another 10 grand. So he's at about 30 grand, and then he's got.
If they give him his seats, wouldn't that be way more than that? If they give him his seats that he's wearing.
Well, those are, I mean, you would think those are expensive, but they're not like club or nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those are probably.
A year.
Maybe.
For a hot team.
Maybe $350 a seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe less. Because if you get that at the Niner game,
it's on the it's on the railing though. Yeah. Like in that section, like maybe row 5, row 6, probably less, but maybe that front row
is
maybe
premium.
$350 to $400 a seat.
So, and then he's got one Bitcoin. So, he's probably at about 100k, give or take. But at the same time, people are, "Oh, he just gave away $500,000." It's like, "Well, it's kind of the property of the NFL, the ball anyway, right?" So, it's like he went to a game and he got $100,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah, my friend went on a deep dive looking at all the rules and stuff about like the specifically the NBA and NFL, like you're not allowed
NBA,
to
NBA. You have to give the ball back.
Yes. But baseball, you can keep it.
Yeah,
and then we brought up in the group chat. You guys remember when the guy Mark McGwire's 75th home run or whatever it was that year? The guy was like, they won it back, and he's like, no, I don't want to give it back. And I guess that ball ended up selling for $3 million.
Yep.
So in baseball, you don't have to give it back, but I think in football and NBA, you actually.
Well, and here's proof that this stuff's worth a lot, because look at this. There was shoes from Michael Jordan's fifth NBA game in 84 that sold for $1.4 million. Yeah, that wasn't even a record he broke. It just happened to be his fifth game.
Yeah, and Brady, yeah, you got to – dude, that ball is worth a lot, bro.
It could be worth a million, maybe. I mean, but I don't know what they're going to do with it. I'm assuming it's going to go to a museum or something.
I mean, I'm going to be that guy, right? Like, isn't it the right thing to do to give it back to the person who – it's their accolades.
You would think so.
Like, isn't it? I mean, I know, like, there's.
Hey, this world.
I know there's money involved, but, like, that guy didn't. He didn't throw 600 touchdowns.
No. Yeah.
No.
Now, if I was put in that position, I don't know what I do. I don't know. I have no idea. But, I mean, I would probably feel obligated to give
the ball. Yes.
The ball to the person who it means more to them than it does me. Except for the monetary, you know, relationship between the ball and how much it's worth. So,
yeah. And let's we're getting short on time here because I know we got to break about 15 minutes. So we'll briefly talk about on how I'm right about Lonzo Ball. It's probably time to sell him. Bulls are undefeated.
If I'm drafting a ball, I'm taking LeVar.
not even LaMelo, huh?
Not even LaMelo.
I mean, he's got pro hair, the new look Bulls. You got DeRozan and LaVine over there. They're leading the East. I mean, it's crazy. And if you look at some of his prisms, they've went up 20% in the last month. So you got a 2017 Panini Prism Lonzo Ball Gem Mint 10 PSA that sold September 12th for $71. One sold yesterday for $95. So that's about 20%
increase. You almost got a $100 bill there.
Almost got a $100 bill there. It's
funny that we were just talking about cards that are $250,000. A case of cards worth $1 million, and then we got a card worth $100, and you're bragging about it.
Well, I just want to say that I'm right. And that's my haul right there on the screen, guys. That's my haul of Lonzo Ball cards that, you know, it's probably going to get me a new artificial lawn in my backyard. I mean, it's really good. It's probably going to pay for that. You know, I mean, you got an NTRPA,
nice
$3,500. You probably got the Peak Pulsar. That's numbered to 42. That's probably $1,000 right there. I mean, I don't even know what the Holo Optic Auto's worth. I got two silvers that I paid $50 for each.
$50
for some Lonzo silvers. Who even knows how much the ZO2 wet shoes are worth now? That could be $30,000, $40,000. So I just want to say this guy knows basketball. I know basketball investing.
He's been on 19 teams.
Three. Okay. It's been
like,
three teams.
And he was drafted in 2017, and he's so good that teams are like, whatever you want to give us in return.
No, it's they can't. They know they won't be able to afford him later.
Okay.
So that's why they've moved him. And now the Bulls, they have the most cap space. They're going to be able to afford him. They're going to sign him a long-term contract.
No, they're going to trade him to somebody else.
No, he's like, back. He's back, maybe.
Girl, how do you feel about playing in Detroit?
Maybe he'll go to the Hornets with LiAngelo and LaMelo. Is LiAngelo still in the Hornets?
No.
No, he got cut.
Yeah. I think they're giving him a shot on the G League team, but I don't know if he's even still on the G League team anymore.
All right, well.
But I do like Lonzo. I do like Lonzo. He's definitely improved.
Real quick before we move on to top 75 NBA players, would you sell now? Now would be the time to sell.
It's $100. No,
I would say like
no. That's a base, not a silver. It's a base. I'm showing some high end silvers here. Okay, we were talking about the base PSA that sold for 97, which actually outsells Zion.
You should have invested in Tatum.
Well, Tatum's prices need to go up too.
This team is obviously probably gonna make the playoffs in the East, so I'd wait till the playoffs.
Sometimes I feel the right time to sell is the hype, and I think the hype is hot right now. Would you not sell, Dan? Or you could probably trade him for some DSJs.
I don't even know why we're talking about this. This is not even segment worthy.
You could trade these. Well, the very first hype was about Lonzo.
Yeah, Lonzo is our boy.
We gotta remember, and that's Lonzo it's the most boy. Viewed hype too. Episode one.
I think we put the most money behind that one.
We did promote it a lot. We did promote it, but
I don't know. I probably hold.
So all right. So the NBA came out with their top 75, right? And which they had their top 50 25 years ago, and now it's 75th. So they actually added 26 players because I guess there was a tie. So it's like the 76th. And it was just why
we
can't
know
you
who
have 75?
The 77th is too.
Who is the 77th?
Clay. He has a jersey and everything, 77.
Oh, he's number 77, so he's not on the list.
He's not on the list.
Oh. Klay Thompson's not on the list.
That was one of the
things.
That was
the whole joke. Like, Steph made a Klay Thompson 77 jersey and gave it to him at practice.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I did not know that. That's really funny. Well, I got a hot take that C-Rad probably will not like.
I already know where you're going.
I don't think Damian Lillard should be on this list. I think Dwight Howard should be, 100%. And I'm not saying Dame won't be, but I'm saying Dame hasn't done enough for me to be on this list.
Well, they got it. They got it right. They got Steve Nash on there, so I'm happy.
Actually not a hot take. That's what everybody's been saying.
Dwight Howard, really?
Not just Dwight Howard, but about the Dame thing. Because I was saying on stream, like, and people know I love Dame Lillard. But I was saying if Dame Lillard is on the list, then Klay Thompson has to be on the list because Klay's been a more accomplished player.
What about Scottie Pippen?
He's on there.
I know he's on there, but should he be?
Yeah, you got to have him on there. He was in the top 50.
Take Jordan away.
Some people are saying they should go back and take out like Kevin McHale or like
Robert Parrish, the Chief.
Bill Walton. Bill Walton maybe doesn't deserve to be on the list anymore.
I think Robert Parrish is on there.
I think he is. Read through all the names.
I don't know if that's one I would throw up there.
Jason Kidd, John Halley. I mean,
yeah, because the argument for Dwight was that for a long time, and especially in the beginning of the year, people were asking like, "Oh, is it Dwight or LeBron the best player in the NBA for like the first like 10 years in the league?"
I know, like the last 5 years of Dwight, he's not even the top 75 in the league currently.
Starting that when he went to the Lakers, probably starting there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know there's the crybabiness and stuff, but if you look at, I think he was like the eight times in a row rebound leader. You know, championship, MVPs. I mean, there's a lot of accolades for Dwight
Ewing
Howard.
On there, right? Yeah, Ewing's on there.
Yeah, Dwight had a very dominating, like, first half of his career.
So the new additions were Kevin Durant. I mean, I'm even saying I don't know if Giannis should be on the list yet. I know he won
Giannis
the championship.
Is absolutely on the list.
If Giannis didn't win the championship last year, does he make it on this list, though?
James Worthy? No. James Worthy?
If you're a Laker, you're automatically on the list.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see Trevor Ariza on there.
If you ever wore a Laker uniform.
See, I might actually put Damian over Anthony Davis, too. I don't know. Anthony Davis, I mean, what has he really done?
One chip.
One so chip,
that's,
but.
That's over Dame right now.
Left his team, too, to go on that chip.
Yeah.
And he's had injury issues. I mean, almost his whole career, it seems like. Has Anthony Davis played a full season?
Don't think so.
He seems like he's always – there's about 15 to 20 games minimum a year that he'll be banged up a little bit.
Yep.
Klay Thompson, man.
I know. That's.
I mean, Klay Thompson going to go down is a top, probably top five shooter of all time.
And three championships.
And he does a lot of great things besides just shoot. Like, he, great defender. I don't know. I think Klay Thompson was one of the, not just being a homer, but I think he was a big snub.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you got to take the championships. I know Steph was there too. They put Durant on there. Durant actually has one less championship than Klay does.
I mean, if they put Draymond on there, I'd be like, okay.
You can make an argument for Draymond.
You got it. If you put Draymond, Klay has to be on there, right?
Yeah.
I think Dre and Klay should be on there.
I do. I mean, that's a homer talk. All right, well, let's get into this next segment before we end the show. So we got the top five value sports card boxes that I feel that you can get in. It's one of the better prices, better values that you have out there. And there's different price points. There's going to be a box on this list that's $800. You might say, well, why is that a value box? I'm considering the contents and what you can possibly hit. But we do have some cheaper boxes as well. So I'm going to get right into the first one, which we talk about. It's like hobby hype lore for this show. 2015 Bowman draft picks and prospects. It's probably the cheapest Bowman draft box in the last 10 years. You can get one right now currently around $194. And, I mean, it's a pretty star-studded list. This is just some of them. And these are first Bowman autos. Kyle Tucker. You got Mountcastle. You got Austin Riley. You got Bueller. You got Key Brian Hayes. You got Dansby Swanson. You got Brendan Rodgers. And you got right now, you got two of those guys in the world, three of those guys in the World Series with Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson, and Kyle Tucker.
Oh, you forgot a Benintendi.
And Benintendi, which, I mean, he's on the Royals.
He's on the Royals now, but Benintendi was even, you could actually make an argument 2 years ago, he was the number one name out of that 15 draft.
Yeah. Yep. And that's at 194. You do get the one auto in the hobby, but you are going to get a lot of paper and a lot of base and possible chrome chances here that you could be graded when PSA opens back up their easy level service. I think it's a strong buy at that price. I think that's one that actually before the show, and I left some out there on eBay for you guys. I was like, man, I'm going to be talking about this. I need to buy some before you guys buy it all up. So I think that's a phenomenal price, $194. And imagine if Austin Riley wins the World Series MVP or Kyle Tucker vice versa. You're going to get a little bump right there right away. Next box I got, it's actually sitting in front of you guys right now, and it's on MojoBreakShop.com. It's the 2021 Panini Donruss Factory Set. We are running those on MojoBreakShop right now for $99. And that's the entire set of Donruss. So you're going to get Trey Lance. You're going to get Trevor Lawrence. You're going to get Zach Wilson. You're going to get all these guys guaranteed because it's a 400-card set. But what I love about it this year that you don't see on the slide is that you're getting a optic preview pack. Dan already took it away. You're pointing at a computer. But there's an optic preview pack in there. Which could have an optic preview of Trevor Lawrence, which could have an optic preview of you know, Wilson or whoever.
What colorway is the preview in this?
Well, we're going to open it right now because we're going to give it away. So we're actually going to have two prizes this week. So the prize is going to be centered around this Donruss set. The winner of last week, Hector, contact us for your prize, buddy. Thank you for commenting on the video. Hector won last week's prize. But let's see what we got here, Dan.
You wanna check it out?
Yeah.
I'm just going through also in this set, there's actually two Tom Brady cards, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you're getting the vets as well.
Yeah.
So
we're giving away the full base set.
We're going to give away the full base set, and then we're also going to give away the five-card pack. There's going to be two prizes
this
week.
So I'm going to open up this pack here.
You're going to open up that pack and then see what the cards, the preview, optic previews look like.
I
and somebody's gonna
didn't
win
come
the
prepared. I don't have a box cutter.
I would throw one at you, but.
Oh, don't worry.
We got a pen.
Look at that.
That's how we used to break back in the caveman days.
Use your teeth.
You know, I haven't opened up a factory set for a while. Factory set.
I know. What is
I zoomed
is
in
that?
As much as possible for you guys on YouTube, so I do apologize.
All right. Oh, it's
optic preview.
All right. So that 400 cards, that's getting –
raise it up a little bit. Send that. Raise it up. All right, we got it. We got you. 400 sets. So that's going to be one of the prizes. The five cards together will be another giveaway here. But you must comment. If you're watching this on a clip, make sure you go to subscribe to our Mojo Break Media channel and comment on the full video
now,
of the,
and if I'm
the hour-long
mistaken,
video.
I think they're all rookies.
I think so.
So, ooh. And they're also like, it looks like a hollow. You're probably, I don't think
so. It's the true hollow.
The true hollow. Rated rookie, Jarrett Patterson. So, Doug's back out of his seat now. Then we got a Kellen Mond.
Could be the future.
Could be the future. Well, I mean, he's behind Shaw Mannion. So probably not. Minnesota.
I'm going to edit those in for the clip.
Chris Evans.
Who's actually got a touchdown. I think might have got a touchdown this weekend.
Bengals rookie. Yeah. Just based, if you were to, I'm not trying to sell these. Am I trying to sell these?
I think you are.
Just based on the pack alone.
Optic preview.
You may be able to put like a $25, $35 value just on that.
Yep.
And then you're getting the set.
Yeah, and there's 11 on MojoBreakShop.com.
The factory set. You're getting the factory set of 2021 Donruss football. Say it with me now, C-Rad.
Factory set. Factory. Facts.
2-2 Atwell. Running back, Rams. And J.C. Horn.
All right. So you got some decent
potential
there. So you're getting
five rated rookie hollows. Optic preview.
And they look nice.
They look great.
$100 is a steal, guys.
$100.
Like I said, there's 11 of them on the site right now.
You're getting the limited edition optic preview.
Yeah,
and these are previews. These are hollows.
And let me tell you something about the optic previews too. I've opened up a lot of regular Donruss hobby boxes, cases, and you only get like one hollow silver like once every like 10 boxes.
And here you're getting five. You're getting five rated rookie hollow
in a factory set.
Factory set.
Yeah, we're getting our what's the guy's name again?
Don West.
We're getting him on. Got our Don West going down.
But I'm serious though. Those optic silvers are hella hard to hit in regular hobby buses.
Hella.
All right, hella and these are a little bit more scarce. But with the new season coming up, I wanted to talk about 2015-16 Opeachy Platinum. Which is around, if you can get one around $500, I think it's a really good deal. It contains one auto, but the parallels of Mr. Connor McDavid and the rookies of Connor McDavid are selling for really well.
Wow.
You could see a number to 149 sold for almost $4,000. So, and I would say we've opened a decent amount of it. You're getting McDavid.
We blew through that stuff.
We did.
We held on to that so long.
So I think if you're chasing Connor, that's a good set. I think this is going to be one when he retires. I think people are going to like, it's going to be comparative to the Young Guns, possibly even higher than the Young Guns. It'll definitely sell more than the base Young Guns. I think it's a pretty strong buy, and it's shiny. It goes along with everything else that the hobby is all about. So next one I got is another one that we have on MojoBreakShop.com. 2021 Series 1 Jumbo. We have at $149.99 on MojoBreakShop.com. It's $100 off. And I think because a lot of these rookies that are in the set are not in the postseason, it's a great time to buy. You've got Joe Adele. You've got Alec Baum. You've got a lot of other names in the set. You have a potential of a Trout or a Jeter auto. There's three hits of the jumbo, and you're going to get one rookie card of everybody in the set in a jumbo box. So Joe Adele started playing better at the end of the year. Alec Baum is a rookie of the year candidate. So a lot of potential in that. And I think at $149, that is a absolute steal. So
that's the product that got us the Platinum Box Cutter.
It was, yeah. So it's near and dear to our heart.
I would just buy it based on that.
And then one of my last ones here is going to be the 2017-18 Panini Prism Retail at $855. We just talked about Lonzo, so you got value there. But, of course, you got Tatum and Mitchell. And you know those guys are both going deep in the playoffs. You got a chance at their Pulsars, Silvers, and obviously base cards within that. I think it's one of the cheaper prisms over the last 3 or 4 years, and it has probably the biggest names in basketball as far as stable performing guys. I mean, Jason Tatum just gets no hobby love, but he will at some point.
Him and Jaylen Brown, I think, are in the top 15 in scoring right now.
Yeah. So Jason Tatum's is a beast, man. And then Donovan Mitchell every year does well. They were on the cusp of making it big last year. So, and then you, if Lonzo's playing well all year, you also have De'Aaron Fox, part of the still on the Kings, right? If I remember correctly,
De'Aaron Fox still on Kings.
He's got a shot on him.
I believe this is Bam Adebayo's rookie
year. Yep, it is. John Collins.
John Collins is another really good one.
So I know it's a lot more expensive than the boxes we mentioned, but if you're looking for a good value prism retail box, this is going to be one of the cheaper ones.
And honestly, the only more expensive one than this is the 18-19 rookie year, and that one's just like crazy price because of Luka, right? But in terms of the other years and of what rookies are available and the prices of retail prism, yeah, this is a good buy.
Yep. So that rounds out our segment, guys, and also rounds out the hype this week, guys. So I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe here on Mojo Break Media. Also, check out the breaks at mojobreak.com, where we'll be doing the brand new Recon basketball as well as the brand new Absolute football. I think we got Update baseball coming out next week. Lots of stuff going down at mojobreak.com, where everything is scheduled and everything's guaranteed. And then also check out mojobreakshop.com. Those are actually on daily deals that we mentioned. There's also more daily deals up there. So some great prices on mojobreakshop.com. So definitely take advantage of that. And that is it for today's show, guys. And we'll see you guys on episode 212. Peace.